أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والرجز فاهجر ولا تمنن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر. In the beginning ayats of the surah, Surah Muddathir, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to start with the great and honorable mission of calling towards Allah Ta'ala. This was the second surah that was revealed, or the beginning, during the beginning stages of Islam, the surah was revealed, in which Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now after a period of about 2 3/4 years, this revelation came that now start warning the people, that is inviting them towards Islam, saving them from the wrath and punishment of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, as we had read, that explained the greatness of Allah Ta'ala by which people can recognize Allah Ta'ala. And also further, that always keep your clothes clean, and by that many other implications, all the surroundings etc. must also be clean. Further, now Allah Ta'ala explains وَالرُّجْزَ فَهَجُرْ, or gandagi se dur reh, and stay away from all dirt and filth. Dirt and filth is the outside dirt and filth also, which we know. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stay so clean that not a fly should even ever sit on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Ta'ala said, be particular in this, you are, but be even more particular. That is cleanliness of oneself, cleanliness of one's surroundings, and more important, the ulama have written, cleanliness of the heart. And in that especially, no idol worship, no association with Allah Ta'ala, which was inconceivable with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in other words, do not put trust in anyone else besides Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Stay away from all this, from akhlaq, in character also, all bad habits, becoming angry, or you raising one's voice unduly, shouting, screaming, using bad, foul language, and all this is in turn for the ummah also, and especially for those people who will be calling and giving da'wat and calling towards Allah, what their character and what a model they must be. Then further, Allah Ta'ala explains another very important point, وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ, or aisa na kar ke ihsan kare aur badla bahut chahe. And don't be such that you do a favor to somebody and you return a great amount in return for that. This is also a thing that when we do a favor to anyone, whatever type of favor it is, don't expect any return whatsoever from that person. Return must be only for Allah, and we must do it also only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's pleasure. Ulama have stated, like we find the case that many times a beggar will come to us, whether it is at a traffic light or whether it is when we're going out of the masjid, especially on a Friday, then we want to give them something, but we give them just for this reason, to get him off our back. They say in there also there is no reward. We should be giving it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and not just to get this person off my back. Or a person is always coming to us, asking us for some help, and just to put him off, we just give him something, and just to get him off our back. So that also should not be. We shouldn't do any favors, and just to for any material gain. And many times we do a favor to somebody and we expect something in return, that which is common practice with us. At the time of a wedding occasion, we give presents, and we give it with the hope that when my son, daughter will get married, they will also give us presents in return. So that should not be the case. And yeah, particularly it is that when you are inviting them towards Allah Ta'ala and to oneness of Allah, don't expect any return in its place. Don't expect at all that even they tell you, Jazakallah, you guided me, you helped me. That also you must do only for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. A friend explained that he's an alim and teaching. So when they have the committee meetings, he's the principal also of his madrasa. And then other people, business people, are on the committee members. And he said to them, see, we who are teaching in the madrasa, we get a salary, a wage, and we are teaching for that wage. Actually, we should not teach for that wage, that is only our expenses. We should teach only for the pleasure of Allah. But in any case, he says, we take a wage. You people work the whole day, earning your livelihood, working in your shops, and you serve deen free of charge. You, when you sit on, come to the committee meetings, etc., you don't take no remuneration for that. So your position is so high by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in fact, you donate towards the cause. And while we are taking salary, so Allah ta'ala says, though it is 100% permissible, ulama, muftis have given permission, and in fact, there is great barakat in that salary also for teaching deen. But a person should never take it as a salary, he should just take it, it's his expenses, he has to live, but he should teach for the pleasure of Allah only and not for that salary. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, don't do any favor to any person, don't even teach deen, and don't propagate deen also in order to get something in return for that. And also, many times it happens, if somebody gives you a present, you should acknowledge it. It is right. But don't acknowledge it with this, that if I tell him Jazakallah, he'll keep me in mind in future again. And he'll give me again also. So that should not be the case. We must say Jazakallah, but not with that in mind, that if I show him I appreciate, he's going to give me more also. So, and this year, actually the basic line here is that, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, put your full trust in Allah. You do your work only for Allah, in ajriya illa Allah. That Allah alone will reward me and He will look after me. وَلِ رَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Or apne Rab se ummeed rak. And have patience for Allah's sake. You are going to do this great mission of inviting people towards deen. You are going to get lot of opposition. Make sabr. And wait for your return only from Allah. And the real return is only in the akhirah. And what that return will be, we cannot imagine. So sabr really is for the whole lifetime. Keep on maintaining the laws of Allah. Make sabr on the commands of Allah. What Allah has decreed for us, make sabr on that. And the return we will get in the akhirah. And that is unimaginable. So great, great principles have been laid down in these ayat. When we do the work of deen, invite people towards Allah Ta'ala. And this is all work of deen. Whether we are teaching in a maktab, darul ulum, tabligh and da'wat work, or whether we are serving on committees, the masjid committee, the madrasa committee, whether we are in charge of all that, for all this we're going to get lot of flack from the people. But in all that, make sabr and wait for your return only from Allah Ta'ala, and that real return will be in the akhirat.